Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We were just talking about Happy Gilmore. I'm going to put this up as our second poll of the day.
Ah, two polls.
Yeah, why not?
Big poll day.
You can vote at Junks Radio. Did you like it if you saw it? 3 out of 4 Junkies liked it. Now, Valdez loved it. Mm-hmm. Drab hated it. So you can vote at Junks Radio. Cakes was saying, we're walking back, and he's like, you know, that ending part, it was kind of dumb, the third act. Yeah. And I was like, well, wait a second. The opening premise was dumb.
Everything was dumb.
Yeah.
But the maxi golf stuff was, it was kind of egregious. But I was able to look past it. And overall, I enjoyed the movie. That's
as long as you went for 2 hours, t-shirt. You enjoyed it. It was worth the
money. It was fun. Don't take it too seriously.
You don't have to go to the theater. To
oh,
see
I'm sorry.
It.
Yeah. I thought it was in the theater. All right, Netflix. There you go. You're $28 a month, whatever you pay.
All right, let's go to the phone. Some people want to weigh in. Did you like Happy Gilmore 2?
All right, let's go to Chris and Lauren. Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up? Hey.
You know, I was really excited for this movie. Mm-hmm. Had no expectations. The beginning started to hook me. They had so many good cameos and also so many good throwbacks. By the end of it, I was net Ricks. It was so bad by the end with this maxi golf thing. Why are we calling it maxi golf? I don't understand it. It made no sense to me. Why are people getting surgeries? I will say I'm with Valdez. Scottie Scheffler did steal the show. However, I do think the Will Zalatoris storyline was hilarious. Cracked me up the whole time.
It's kind of funny.
Is he right, Valdez? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Valdez liked everything about it. So, of course, he liked Zalatoris.
He gave it 6 crab claws out of 5.
the Will stuff is, if you kind of have to see the first movie to understand it and also understand the viral sensation that happened within the last year or two. And that's probably
golf guy.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the second funniest part.
Mm. Took me a while to figure out who.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
It took me a while to figure out who the journeyman golfer was who ends up winning on the tour.
What, you didn't know who that was?
It took me a while. I was looking at him. I was like, who is that dude? I was like, oh, that's the kid from Sixth Sense.
Billy Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an older, chubby guy now.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one that got arrested recently?
He definitely did.
On the ski slopes or something? He was hammered on the ski slopes.
Yeah.
Was he good in this?
He was fine.
Yeah. I don't think he was great.
He's fine as a villain.
He wasn't the best character.
Let's go to John in McLean.
And you'd probably struggle to believe that Haley Joel Osment could hit the ball 500 yards off the tee.
That would annoy me.
I think there might have been some tee shots that were over 500.
John, what's up?
Hey, guys. Definitely a guilty pleasure. The cameos made it. I think John Daly should be nominated for Best Act, Best Supporting Actor.
he was good.
Really that
he
good.
Made me laugh.
Now, hold on. Was he just John Daly, or was it a...
John Daly lives in Happy Gilmore's house.
He lives in his house?
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, was John Daly just essentially being himself? I understand they're all playing John Daly. But was he literally playing John Daly as you see John Daly, as we all see him?
As you imagine, kind of a wisecracker.
He was a natural.
Right.
he was great. Right. The cameos made it. And I think, last thing, I think you have to know golf to really enjoy it. Because if you were just some rando, mm-hmm. you wouldn't know who these players are.
You're not going to know Fred Couples eating all the blueberry cobbler.
Jubilee,
whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drab, could you ID most of the golfers?
Of course, I could ID every single one of them. I didn't have a problem with the golfer cameos because it kind of added to it. I mean, it was a little bit too much at times. A little hit you over the head so many times.
Was Paige only in it for like 10 seconds?
A couple minutes. Yeah, I mean.
She had two or three scenes.
She was working at Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. Uh-huh,
uh-huh. I mean, she That's all right. They got her in.
She got in.
They wedged her in.
Yeah, I heard Jason's girl, one of the wrestling twins.
Oh.
I forgot the Bella twins? I saw one of them was complaining that her entire role got cut out.
Oh, really?
She was supposed to be in it for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't know what they cut out, but
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm telling you, the movie started great. It was looking great. John Daly, excellent. The cameo stuff, all the way. They were building, building, building. And then it just got so stupid, so fast. I've never seen a movie drop off a cliff like that. And then I'm like, well, that was a waste. I've never been so disappointed. It'd be like blowing a three-touchdown second-half lead.
Right. But that shouldn't erase the laughs you had in the first half.
I mean, it wasn't the funniest movie I've ever seen. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Were a lot of the golfers, well, actually, couldn't. That's impossible because it was so long ago. Were there any broadcasters, any golf broadcasters?
Bunch of Vern Lundquist.
Yeah, Vern Lundquist was
Lundquist
there.
Vern Lundquist was in it, yeah.
Nancy was in it?
Nancy wasn't there. Stevie Sands? They had to have Sansy.
I don't think Sansy was in it.
Oh,
I would have recognized Sansy.
A lot of Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Dan Patrick gets in all of Adam Sandler's movies.
Gotcha.
They have built some sort of relationship, right? I wouldn't say every Adam Sandler movie. I shouldn't say every, but
yeah,
he's in a lot of.
I don't know.
He's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Hmm.
Him and the Sandman are tight.
All right, so I want to just bring it back to the Commanders here. I know we're going to have Grant on. He's been out there a bunch.
Next segment, yeah.
Yeah. And I was asking the guys, you know, the reports are that the offense has struggled here the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make too big a deal about it. I mean, you're early in camp. You're going to have ups and downs. In fact, if you just kind of put in quarterback struggling in camp, apparently Caleb Williams in Chicago has been struggling.
The early reports are not great.
Ben Johnson really pushing him,
mm-hmm.
wants him to aim for a much higher completion rate. They say he has improved sometimes at the end of practices, but there's been some, like, 7-on-7 drills where he's gone 0-for, throwing a bunch of interceptions. I think in Cleveland, we talked about, you know, Kenny Pickett's obviously been injured. I mean, I see that, like, Shedeur Sanders is clearly, in some people's minds, number 4 on the depth. As much as people are hyping up Shedeur, he's, like, clearly number 4 in terms of if you had to rank those guys. They say in Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Are people concerned that there's been a practice or two where the offense has really struggled here? I think there was one practice where it looked like Jaden might have had 4 or 5 interceptions.
Yeah, I saw that
too.
Defense
just getting the better of it.
I wouldn't be that concerned just because it's only 5 or 6 days into camp, and you would have. Usually, you hear the defenses are more on top of the offenses, just because of preparation and speed. And I wouldn't be that concerned now. You know, look, I mean, if it continues and you start hearing more struggle, JD's struggling, I wouldn't be that concerned yet. Maybe 15, 20 days into camp, maybe, but not 6 or 7.
I mean, I also bake in the fact that he's not throwing to his top target in Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin's not out there.
That has to ding him at least a little bit. I don't know if it hurts that much this early in camp, but, I mean, you want to build that rapport with your wideouts throughout training camp, and he's missing that right now.
But you certainly, if you just kind of read the breakdowns from training camp on every team, there's positives and negatives on every team. You know, I've been trying to read most of them, and you know, whoever's covering it from you know whatever site you're reading, they'll say, yeah, I mean Drake May looked great here, or Caleb Williams looked great here, or Jaden Daniels looked great here. But then, you know, there's always interceptions or incompletions. It's just training camp. I wouldn't be that concerned.
Yeah, I'm not that concerned, and I think at least here in Washington, like some of these practices where the offense has really struggled, they have picked it up at the end of practice, and they've ended on some good notes. I think it's also important to realize that Terry's not there.
He's not there, right?
That is going to have a major impact.
Of course.
Right.
You take your top wideout out of anybody's training camp, the quarterback's not going to look as good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think.
Yeah.
So I think what you want to look for are the new guys, the free agents, and the rookies. Are they making plays? And if they are, I think everything is fine. You know, the veterans are going to do what they do, but especially the rookies. You see, you know, Jalen Lane making a great catch. That's awesome. Connerly playing well, battling for that right tackle spot. That's great.
I think you can't read anything into this training camp stuff. Some of the stuff that I've read from ex-players, might have been J.J. Watt, who said, this is absurd that you're keeping track of the statistics of quarterbacks in these training camp practices when you have no idea what they're being asked to do. Then in a game situation, they may not throw that ball that gets intercepted, but they're being asked to throw against these defensive coverages to see how the defense might react. Mm-hmm. So it's all skewed. You just don't know what the goals of each individual play are.
Yeah, I agree completely.
And by the way, Jaden's going to take off and run for 900 yards this year. And that's not necessarily going to be a huge part of the training camp practices. Mm-hmm. So they do run at times, but I would put almost no stock into it. You know what I'd put more stock into? How they played against the Lions in the playoffs. How they played against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would also put stock into keeping guys healthy because you're seeing guys go down early, you know, for season-ending injuries in other camps. You want to keep your key guys healthy. You don't want a torn Achilles or knee or broken collarbone.
I mean, one of the biggest advantages for this offense is the continuity. You're getting Jaden back. I mean, since Kirk Cousins, they haven't had the same starter on opening day. So for the first time, you're going to have the same starter in week one this year as you had last
year.
And
in the same offense.
It's been a long
time. You have Kingsbury back.
Exactly.
I mean, Kingsbury was a hot commodity this past coaching cycle, and he chose to stay here for another year.
Offensively, I wouldn't really worry. Should be better with Debo and Laremy Tunsil. The question is, and... You know, we had the one caller say, the guy that's Z, say that Kinlaw is a huge guy. That's my question. To me, almost like the whole season is, are they going to be able to stop the run?
I think they'll be better.
That was their serious Achilles heel.
I think they're going to be better at it. I think defensively they're going to make a huge jump this year. But the thing is, and the reason why I bring up the offensive struggles questions a little bit, because I've assumed that the offense is just going to kind of actually, at a bare minimum, maintain what they did last year. If not, get a little bit better, right? I feel like they scored 29 points a game, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They still have to, they have better personnel. Why can't we do better?
It should be.
Why can't we do better? At a
maybe defenses adjust. I don't know.
But if the Terry holdout
schedule,
Terry's going to play week one. You know that.
Yeah, but if it drags on, game. Say he doesn't sign for another 10 days and misses a bunch of camp, he could start the season slow. He could have a slow first month of the season, first 5 weeks that he's just not up to speed.
I don't think he's going to sign anything in the next 10 days. It sounds like they're butt far apart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect a deal anytime soon.
Yeah, but I think he's going to have to start practicing at some point.
But he knows he's got to get out there.
Yeah, he knows. He's going to get out there. He knows.
But to answer your question, EB, I wouldn't worry about it. Are you worried?
I'm not worried. I'm just, my eyebrows are raised. I just want to see. My eyebrows are raised. I want to see my stud quarterback who I'm expecting to take another step. I don't want to throw him in 100 interceptions this year.
He looks pretty chill.
He does. I agree.
That's one of his hallmarks.
Right. I'm certainly encouraged by some of the young guys that are popping.
You worried, Cakes?
Worried about the offense?
EB's question.
I'd worry much more about the defense than I'd worry about the offense at this point.
I think I'm telling you, I'm excited about the defense. I'm excited about the secondary, and I think I'm excited to see the different packages they come up with. In terms of pass rushing guys, I heard that they're standing up more guys. They're moving guys around. The Kinlaw thing, I just can't wait to see him. I want to ask her. Everybody says the same thing about Kinlaw. What a monster.
Oh, he is.
What an absolute monster.
Massive.
Let's go to Jonathan, West Virginia. Jonathan, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junks.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, listen, I just want to comment. Hey, I'm good. I just want to comment on what you guys are talking about as far as training camp. I've never really, been a fan for years. And how many times we heard defense is doing great or the offense is doing great. And we get to the season, it's like it goes the other way. So it's more about just seeing these new guys stand out. And like you said, what are they being asked to do? With the lane catch, that spectacular catch he had, I've read somewhere where they supposedly are down 60 at the goal line. You got to score a touchdown. So that's why Daniels threw that pass to him. So it's more, you just really got to look at what the new guys are doing and how it's going to translate to the field. I always wait to the first couple games till I make my prediction of what's going to happen on the field. So, you know, as long as these new guys coming in or fitting in, making plays, that's making me happy for what's expected to happen on the field. That's all I got for you guys.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Jonathan. I just wish we had, who was it? Was it Buffalo Scott? Who was it? Was it Buffalo that we had on? Yeah, it was Buffalo. Oh, yeah. We were talking about Von Miller. I just wish we had that schedule. Our schedule is totally different than that one, buddy. It just is.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot easier schedule.
And there wasn't a lot of travel either.
No, they're not going. I don't think they're going to Europe like we are.
Coming up next, we'll talk to our pal Grant Paulson, who was out of Commanders training camp yesterday. We'll continue to talk Commanders training camp, which is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.